Hey! You're old! You're old! Are you going to the movies? Better wear a diaper! Take a 10-second dump. You got a 20-minute wiper. At the museum, you feel like you belong there. Looking at the young men, confused by their long hair. Eating spicy foods to impress your young relations. Now they're laughing at your fart, so hey, congratulations. Going to the ice capades? You're the only one. 'Cause even the 9-year-olds now know this isn't fun. Pull your pants up to your nipples as you're walking down the street. Show the outline of your testicles to everyone you meet. They build a park next door to you. It's grass and trees and swans and the sweet laughter of children. Hey, you! Get off my lawn! You can't keep up with anything. I don't know anyone with pronouns. What? You call everyone by their given name? Listen, here's the lowdown. You thought you were progressive. Now you are a TERF. You thought you were beloved. Nope! You're a fucking jerk. Strolling on the nudist beach balls, dragging in the sand, holding up your titties in your wrinkly little hands.
Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 56, too fucking old. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context. Well, anyway, if you know me, if that's you, you are welcome here, but you also don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested. I am not going to hard sell you on this thing. All right, I'm going to... by the way, if you were really put off by that poem at the beginning, I am going to get to an explanation of that. So just stay tuned, okay? What's going on? Let's get right into the updates. YTG, summer show, we've had a couple more meetings. At least maybe one more meeting since the last time I recorded. Got a few more ideas, getting a few more interns in. Nothing major to report there. I'm still only halfway through the trial, Kafka's the trial, and not loving it. All right, theater in general. I got through another 10% of it on the train to Montreal. Oh yeah, I went to Montreal. Getting to that in a sec. Theater in general looks like Romeo and Juliet. Don't remember if I said this last time. Looks like that production doesn't need me after all. I guess I took like one day too long to reply. It was only one day longer than I said it was going to take me. I went to Montreal, as I said before. I went there to meet up with Catherine. I think I recorded just before I left last time. But I think the show that she and I had talked about doing has been eroded by time. I think it is now officially another victim of the pandemic. One of us might have a brilliant idea at some point, and then this thing might get revived. But at the moment, I think you won't be hearing any more updates about that for a while. All right. I stayed with my friend Aaron, who I went to theater school with. We met in first year of theater school at York University. She's living in Montreal now. I got to stay with her. And I also got to meet the Bette Noir Horror Festival gang. So in 2021, we did that production of Peony Lantern. It was a video production, and we recorded it for the festival, that particular festival. And I really We had lots of sort of like online meetings, and there were sort of on weekly online events to help promote the festivals that came up. And so I've met all these people online. It was really nice to sort of meet them in person. What else did I do in Montreal? I got a photo of myself with the Leonard Cohen mural. Maybe I'll make that the cover of this episode. I really like that photo. Okay, other updates. Music. I went over to my friend Pete's place. If you don't know, Pete is pretty much one of my best friends, if not my best friend. So I met him earlier, but then we wanted to do something together. And a couple times ago, we recorded a song. We video recorded, and like over the course of a day, we cranked out one song that I already written, and then one song that we just came up with out of nowhere. And we were going to try to do that again, but what ended up happening is that, so the theme was, we thought, okay, getting old, we're getting old. Because we just came up with this chorus, you're too fucking old, you're too fucking old, you're too fucking old, fucking old, something like that. Very erudite. And so I started writing sort of the verse or this sort of breakdown section and it became way more, it became political. It kind of got wrapped up in my obsessions with some of the stuff, with how the older generation or people who have that mentality are really in some ways sort of messing up the world. And not all of them, obviously, but it's sort of like, yeah, there's this one particular generation that shall go unmentioned that is sort of clinging to political power and economic power. And yeah, so it was kind of directed at them. So I'm just worried right now, this poem is sort of, I've moved that, we decided not to use that. I've moved that, and it's become this work in progress poem that you heard at the top of the podcast. It still feels more mean-spirited than I want it to in the sort of more generic sections about getting old. Somebody's hammering in the background, sorry. I stitched the backing track on that poem together myself as my first composition in Ableton Live. It is a piece of shit, but I wanted to do it just to have done it. I will hopefully improve my skill at that kind of thing going forward. Yeah, Pete's going to mix what we've got. We've got the chorus, and I think I came up with a chord progression for the verse, and we'll probably finish that up over the next, year. So much for it taking a day. We're just not as fast as we used to be. It was my fault. I went down that rabbit hole, the sort of more political rabbit hole, and realized about an hour before we had to quit, I turned to him and I said, this shouldn't go in the song. This isn't the sort of lighthearted thing that we were talking about making. So, and by then it was sort of too late to sort of turn it around. Anyway, just other stuff, a little bit of life updates. I'm flying back to Japan in 10 days as of recording this. On one hand, I can't wait to get back. On another hand, I only have two hands. It also feels too soon. There is so much I didn't get done here. But, what are you going to do about it? So, that's it. Fucking trucks and shit backing up outside right now. You may notice I didn't temper my voice. I'm just going with the room echo. This is probably the last or second last recording I'm going to make in here. I'm done with trying to make it sound amazing. I'm just going to deal with it and then just record things properly when I get back to Japan. Anyway, that's it. Talk to you soon. The new website, I'll be announcing that really soon. That'll have the sustainability thing on it. But also, it's going to be like a home for this podcast. But also, any art stuff I do is going to get posted on there. It's going to be all free for view, no paywall. It's going to be great. So look out for that. I will announce that here and in other places on social media and stuff like that. All right. So that's it for me. Andrew out.